Hi guys and welcome. This is Richard from Veg Grow Podcast and this is episode 57. It's the 21st of March 2016 and I'm titling this episode Memories of My Granddad. I'll come on to that later on in the show. But first of all, I'm going to start with a few updates. Now down the allotment, plot 128B, filled up the what's going to be the bean bed. That is now full of horse manure and ready to go. Just let it settle a couple of weeks and then I might put some peas and things that are ready to be planted in there. But yeah, that's definitely ready to go. The brassica bed, or what's going to be the brassica bed for this year, is built as well. That just now needs filling with horse manure, but the frame is in place. So that's all six of the beds now built. So that's on the hard bit, or quite a bit of the work done. I've also filled the and planted the elderberry bush into that pot. Into that area, what's going to be the elderberry area, and that's actually put on leaf in the last week. It's been growing at home, obviously, but yeah, that's going good. The I've built the frame around the comfrey bed, and the comfrey's growing, so I'm not going to really do it anymore with that bed. That's just a wait and see. And I've started planting my potatoes out. Now I've planted the home guard, all the ones I had, and I filled up four big potato sacks, one small potato sack, and two potato tubs that I've recently purchased. Now the four potato sacks, what I did is I about one third filled the sacks up with horse manure. I then placed two potatoes in there and then covered that to the second third with more horse manure. And then I've placed two more potatoes in a different position, if you like. And then filled those up with horse manure to the top. I've seen a few people saying they're doing this on YouTube videos and things, so I'm going to see how that fares out. The two potato tubs, they're a recent addition. I saw them in a garden centre last week, and then I've seen them on videos at the Edible Garden Show. And what they are, basically you've got an inner and an outer container. Now the inner container has large holes or squares cut out, so you slide it into the outer container. You then fill it with your horse manure, compost, or growing media, and your potatoes, and let it grow. And then when you want to harvest some or see how it's doing, you can just lift the inner container out and see without having to disturb it. So you should be able to, you know, if you want some potatoes, just pick them out and leave them to grow a bit longer. So I thought that was a great idea. So, I bought two, and if they work out, I may buy more. They are quite pricey. I think I paid about £15 for the two of them, but we'll see how they fare out. I just like the idea of them. I've set up the water butts, or they're sitting on there with a couple of rocks in them so they don't get blown around. The three water butts. I've stacked them on top of the fridge freezer doors that I placed there last week. So they're just gonna now wait for some rain and start filling up. Did notice the soil was actually looking quite dry down there. So I made sure I gave everything a water. So it's obviously drying out quite rapidly. I've also sown some carrots and parsnips. Just one row of each for now, and I've placed some of my glass doors over them just to warm them up a bit. Um, So they were sown yesterday, and they were the seed tapes. I'm going to use seed tapes for caps and parsnips from now on, I think. But we shall see how they get on over this next year. The only other thing I've done down there is I've just moved the fig plant down there when in the pot. Probably needs to go in a bigger plot soon, but we'll worry about that later. It's just nice to actually feel like things are growing. Oh, another thing, talking of things are growing, I've noticed the raspberries are starting to put on some leaf. So they'll all be growing pretty soon, I would imagine. So at the home plot, there's not been much going on in the actual garden itself. Chicken is still laying eggs, only one of them is, but getting an egg a day at the moment, and today it actually laid the biggest egg it's ever done. So yeah, hopefully the other one will be laying eggs soon, but I'm letting them out a bit more in the evening to in a bigger area, and they're digging up weeds and things, so we're also digging up other things that they shouldn't be digging up, but we'll I'll have to figure a caging system out on that. In the greenhouse, the salad leaves are about ready for use, so I'm going to bring those actually into the kitchen and we'll just start picking those off. The elder tomatoes, like I said, seem to have got wiped up. Now, I think there's only one or two that are going to survive, but we'll just give it a bit longer and see. The cauliflower and the broccoli are growing away quite happily. I'm going to try and start hardening them off and get them ready to go outside so they can go into the bed down the allotment soon. The Brussels sprouts that I had growing in the potting shed, I've actually potted those on, and I've used these Haxnix root trainers that go with the stand that I bought. I'm going to see how they fare out just see how they do really in comparison to other plants and pots that I normally use. So we'll see how that goes on those things. I've moved the Vietnamese coriander out of the greenhouse now, and that's in with all the other herbs. So time we'll see how that goes as well. Only other thing I've noticed with the greenhouse is that it's starting to get quite dry now, so I'm having to water more and more often in there. So there's a running theme here today, watering more often. I mentioned the herbs. I've actually had given those pots a good de-weed and cut the bits down. I'm noticing some of the mints and stuff are starting to spring into life now. We are into spring, so it's about time, really. In the potting shed, one melon has germinated out of this three or four I planted. Or sown. I'm still leaving those in the propagator for the time being, and we'll see how they get on. I've sown some more tomatoes and some more chilies yesterday, just to give myself a bit of a get a few more of those going. I've brought some thinner sowing pots now, so I can get more of them going, although it means I've got to thin them out more and pot them on more. I don't mind that really. But yeah, they're sown. I've sown some more peas as well. Now we're probably getting to the point now where I don't need a heated propagator for so much, so I can actually crack on and just sow loads, which is what I'm planning on doing over the next couple of weeks. Today, actually, I've sown some runner beans, but that I'll explain that's to do with some coming up later. So yeah, that's what's been happening on the plots lately. It's really coming along. Spring's definitely here, so seeds are growing and planting. So why I'm calling this Memories of My Granddad. Unfortunately, on Thursday, I lost my grandfather. It was quite peaceful how he went. He sat down in his chair and went to sleep, and he would quite often fall asleep in his chair, so it kind of seemed quite fitting. Yeah, my grandfather, he was a very unselfish bloke person. He played the organ in church for 60 years. He done a lot of charity work in the village he lived in, and in fact, him and my grandmother lived in the same house for 60. Oh, well, since they got married, my mum and her brothers and sisters were all brought up in this house. And so on and so on. But when I look back now, I realise where I get my veg ground green gene from, because he used to love growing his vegetables. He had the rear garden. It was just his fruit and vegetable growing beds, and he had a massive vegetable plot. It was kind of, the size of an allotment just in the rear garden alone. He would grow all sorts of things, but the thing I really remember him growing was runner beans, which is why I've sown some runner beans, so I can put them on his grave, really. Seems like a very fitting thing to do. But yeah, I was collecting some horse manure on Saturday, and as I'm digging it up, I remembered one year when I was a teenager and still living with my parents. Well, I was still at school, really. I was probably about 13, I think. Probably younger than that. Might be 11, 12, thinking about it. But my plot I had at the top of a garden, I popped up there one night, and I think it was just coming up to Christmas. And there was this load of horse manure laying there, and I just, where's this came from? So I went down and saw Mum, and I said, Mum, there's a load of horse manure there. She said, oh, that was from your grandfather. It was it's your Christmas present from him, you know. And it probably doesn't sound like the most glamorous thing to get a load of horse poo for a Christmas present from your grandfather, but that was what he was like. That was, you know, it was good. I was using it in a vegetable plot, so he just encouraged that, I guess, is the right way to say it. I mentioned his veg plot earlier. When I last Easter, because my grandfather was, he was struggling to get out in the garden, and he was starting to suffer from Alzheimer's, we believe. He was 87 years old, so he's that good innings. But last Easter, one of my aunties arranged for a lot of us just to go around and just help tidy his garden. And when I'd done it, it was such a shock to see how unlooked after his veg plot had become. It was just overrun with brambles and grass and various bits and pieces that he loved that plot, and to see it like that was just not just wasn't him, but health and things got in the way. So yeah, it was It's quite unusual. Sorry, I'm finding this a bit difficult to really put into words with everything. So, it's really humbling. I don't want you all to think I'm really upset by this. It's not as upsetting as it was when my nan died 18 months ago. This is totally different. He went in such a peaceful way, and I've got really good fond memories looking back. In some ways, I should have made more of an effort now looking back. But when you suffer a loss and you reflect on things and you realise just how these little things, these little memories, these little things that somebody would do or someone would say, and how you just remember these things for such a poignant reason. So, yeah. Okay, well, I hope that really isn't too much of a upset for you all. Or a downer on this podcast. It's not. I just wanted to talk about it because it's, and with the veg growing, it just seems really fitting for my life on reflecting on that. And I think that's quite an important thing. You know, we've all got grandparents out there, and I can imagine most of our grandparents did grow their own fruit and veg, especially if they went through the war. So reflecting on that and how, if you grow your own fruit and veg, you are keeping their memories going. So, I want you all to think on that. So I'm going to start wrapping it up today for now. Thank you for listening. We've had a bit of activity on the Instagram account today. I've added a couple of pictures and I've had a lot of followers on there. So thank you to all you all for following. But head on over to the website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk, where we can try and get more and more of these conversations going. So with that, thank you very much for listening. And I'll see you again next week. Oh, there will be a video being on YouTube tomorrow. Okay, cheers then. Bye.